Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to ask you to take a moment to consider whether or not you consider yourself to still be a new Zen student. Now, that doesn't mean you have to have an official teacher, but usually when we take up the path, we consider ourselves a student of Zen. Some of us have practiced for months, and many of us have practiced for years. So when does a new Zen student stop being a new Zen student and move into some other phase? If you find that you no longer think of yourself as a new student, there is a chance that your practice may be becoming lifeless. This is because if we think that we have advanced or have accomplished something in our practice, we may be losing the spirit of practice itself. It will come as no surprise that we live in a culture and a world where we know who we are by how much we have attained or accumulated, by where we live, by the type of car we drive, and so forth. It's second nature to measure and compare. So much so that the idea of cherishing staying a new student seems more like a lack of ambition. Keeping the mind of a new student is what Suzuki Roshi called having a beginner's mind. A mind that is uncluttered, straightforward. This is not a mind that is concerned with accumulation or success, but rather a mind that is just fully present to this moment. Wu Men wrote, 10,000 flowers in spring, the moon in autumn, a cool breeze in summer, snow in winter. If your mind isn't clouded by unnecessary things, this is the best season of your life. What are some of the qualities of the mind of a beginner? The beginner, the new student, if you will, is likely to be curious, open, willing to be surprised, enthusiastic, not concerned with ideas of achievement or success. The new student eagerly enters each moment, curious to find out what it has to offer, seeing each moment as fertile grounds for discovery, whatever the moment offers. In essence, the mind of a new student is open and fresh. It hasn't drawn any conclusions or decided it has attained something. The new student is willing to listen to Master Sakiso and step off the 100-foot pole. If we lose the mind of a new student, our practice, our life, will become stagnant and heavy. Further, take heed, do not think this mind is limited only to life on the Zafu. It should extend to our lives off the cushion as well. For example, if you are a mother or a father, do you remember what it was like being a new parent? Do you remember being awestruck? Remember how beautiful and exciting every smile, every gesture, every touch was. Even the child's first bowel movement on the toilet is a moment for celebration. This is parenting with a new parent's mind. So my question is, if you are a parent, how long did parenting with the mind of a new parent last? If you are in a relationship, do you remember the moment you first met, first fell in love, or when, if you did, first got married? Do you still remember the attention and open-heartedness you brought to your relationship? And again, the question, how long did new relationship mind last? To continue to be a Zen student, a parent, a partner, a friend, we must not let our mind become stagnant. Mary Oliver's instructions for living a life could serve us well. She makes three simple statements. Pay attention, be astonished, and tell about it. Each day is a new opportunity to renew ourselves, to activate our beginner's mind. And for me, reading between the lines, this is what the Gatha of Repentance is about, which we just recited a half hour ago. Beyond the archaic language, all the evil karma ever created by me of old, on account of my beginningless greed, hatred, and ignorance, I repent of it now. Beyond the language, in short, it means I vow to let go of all the ways that my mind gets caught, and to go back to being a new student, a new parent, a new partner, a new neighbor, and so on. Thank you.